A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties.
And if you're new here, we are actually mother and daughter, and we make a lot of TikToks online, and we thought we'd bring you guys a podcast and get even into more in-depth. Does that make sense? Of our lives?
Or never really makes sense.
I never really make sense. But yeah, with our podcast, we do side eyes of the week every single week. Do you want to explain what a side eye is?
Yep. So your side eye of the week is basically something in your week that was just a little bit shitty, just like makes you give the side eye. You're just a little bit sus on it. So do you want to start with yours?
Sure. I would love to. So my side eye of the week is... So you guys are listening to this episode after the Actor Awards, so you would know if we won or not, which is kind of freaky. Anyways, I am getting a dress designed for this award show, right? So when I decided to design this dress, I think I was getting my period and I was a totally different person. I was angry. I was feeling really fired up by all these negative comments I was getting about my boobs. So on my Instagram account, I get a lot of comments saying that I need to wear nipple covers, that I need to put a bra on, that I need to dress my age. So I went in search for a dress that was really going to put my haters into a coma. And I'll show you guys the dress on my Instagram. It's a dress you guys would have seen it because we're recording this a few days before, but it's a dress similar to what Doja Cat wore to an award show. And basically it's a long black dress and then you can see her nipples.
You can see her whole boobs actually.
Yeah. And so I went to this Melbourne designer and I was like, I need you to design this dress for me. And she's like, awesome, love it. You're going to look amazing. She designs this dress for me, but now I'm a totally different person because I don't have my period anymore and I am freaking out. I'm actually considering getting the dress redesigned so that you can't see my nipples.
Good.
Tisha hates the dress. She's like mortified that I'm wearing this. But yeah, that's my side eye. Being a Gemini and just having two different personalities, like being so for the dress and now actually freaking out.
Babes, that isn't your star sign. That's multiple personality disorder.
That is basically a Gemini.
No, that's true. Damn.
Yeah, so that's me.
Well,
that's...
I guess you guys will see if she wore it or not.
Yeah, you guys would have seen, which is kind of weird when you think about it, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, that was my side eye. What's yours?
Oh, my side eye isn't as dramatic as that, I guess. I mean, it's just the fact that tomorrow is Valentine's Day and it is my first Valentine's Day alone in 4 years. So, yeah.
Aww, what are you doing?
Probably literally nothing. crying in bed.
Really? Will you cry in bed?
No, as if.
Well, what are you doing? Nah,
maybe. Honestly, maybe. Well, I think I might be going to Melbourne.
Oh, okay. To meet up with one of your boyfriends?
No. Hopefully. No, to go with Seb just for a little work trip.
Oh, cute.
But yeah, not feeling too good about it. I don't really know how I feel about Valentine's Day.
What do you mean?
No, it's just not the vibe.
What do you mean?
And it should be cancelled.
Why should it be cancelled?
Because I don't have anyone to spend it with.
But what about the people who do have someone to spend it with? And do you know what, Tisha? Let me just say, you're not the only one who's single. So you should really be figuring out ways for how you should be spending Valentine's Day so that you can help other people who are single too.
What?
Well, people look up to you, right? So do you think laying in bed depressed and crying?
I'm not going to lay in bed. I was just joking. I'm going to go out to dinner and I'm just going to chill, but I just will not be getting any gifts.
From someone?
From someone.
Yeah. Well, what if I get you a gift?
Well, what are you going to get me?
I don't know, roses?
Something from Shein?
No, I don't shop at their Shein.
No, I'm joking. I don't know. I'm not even going to be here. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So.
Valentine's Day is just another day, if I'm being honest.
Literally.
I remember once I got angry at Dad for buying me roses on Valentine's Day because it was such a waste of money.
Yeah, that's so weird.
What do you mean it's weird?
Of you to get angry.
Well, the reason I got angry was because we weren't doing well financially at the time, and then he bought me 12 roses and I was like, why would you do that? Like, we could have spent that money elsewhere. Why are you buying me roses?
Yeah, that sucks.
Whereas some other people would be like expecting flowers, expecting roses, whereas I'm not that type of person.
Mm.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
What kind of person are you when you're in a relationship?
Flowers. Roses.
You need them for Valentine's Day? Would you get upset if you didn't get anything?
100%.
Really?
Are you kidding? That's the bare minimum. If somebody didn't get you something for Valentine's Day, it's one day out of the whole year.
Yeah, but it's just a day. It's nothing.
It's embarrassing.
For who?
If you don't get me anything, that's embarrassing and I feel disrespected.
Oh, okay.
Do you not feel – see, you can't even talk. You've been in your relationship for like 20 years. Like, yeah. It's ancient. Like, you guys don't even hang out anymore, so.
We do hang out. We just don't do anything exciting. We're actually booked in for dinner for Valentine's Day.
Like, I like going out for dinner on Valentine's Day too. Like, I like being treated, but I'm saying it's not just – if I'm sorry, but if your boyfriend's like, oh, it's just another day, I'm not getting you anything, like – bye. That is so like embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah, when you put it like that, but I'm the one who's saying that.
Yeah, because you're a cheap ass. You don't want to spend any money.
This is true. I will say every year Dad gets me something. Like, he got me this Tiffany necklace a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
He always does something. And I dropped a hint in my like a few vlogs ago that I wanted new sunnies. So we'll see if he gets me them.
Mm. I guess we'll see.
That's something I actually do want, if you're listening, Jonathan. I don't know if Dad listens to our podcast.
I'm pretty sure he does.
He probably does. He just doesn't give us feedback.
Because he doesn't like the things he hears on here probably.
Yeah, true.
Just me oversharing everything.
Yeah, that's so true. Do you have any advice for the besties who are single and may not be happy about spending Valentine's Day alone?
Okay, guys, I just want you to listen to me real quick right here.
Oh, God.
When you wake up on Valentine's Day, okay, you got to wake up in the state of mind of, wow, I'm not stressed over a man. I don't have to wake up every day stressed over a man and what he's doing. I don't have to worry days leading up to Valentine's Day, seeing if he's going to get me a gift, seeing if he's going to ask me to be his Valentine, seeing if he's going to take me out to dinner, seeing if he's going to pay for everything. Like, you don't have to worry about that.
I love that.
How good is that?
Yeah.
So that's just like what I think. I just think every day we wake up and we don't have a man stressing us out, that's what we have to think of.
And it could be a good day to spoil yourself too.
Yeah.
Because you should love yourself before you love a man.
Or it should just be another regular day.
Or buy yourself flowers. Have you ever bought yourself flowers before?
Yeah, I do like every week.
No, you don't, Letitia.
I used to.
Yeah, you used to.
But not now, not in my new house, because then I'd have to like do some gardening and stuff, and I'm not really into that.
Why would you need to go gardening?
Because I bought fake flowers.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to like cut the stems and stuff.
You go to a florist.
I'd have to take the bins out, and I don't like taking the bins out.
Oh, you're talking about trimming your roses.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no.
Somebody should just buy me roses for Valentine's Day this year. I might actually order some for myself and then I'll put them on my story and pretend that some guy got them for me.
Love, secret admirer.
Yes.
Wait, maybe I should do that to me and see Dad's reaction and be like, who sent you that? I'll be like, I don't know, it was from a secret admirer. Have you seen those videos where the daughter buys the mum flowers, but the mum doesn't know and the dad doesn't know?
Oh, no.
And it's like love, secret, admirer. And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is actually kind of funny. Once on my Snapchat story, I do Snapchat now, and I posted this picture of this note that I wrote, and it was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Here's my number. And I was like, oh my God, guys, somebody in the gym just gave it to me. But it was actually me that wrote it.
And I fell for it. I texted her and I was like, what the hell? Go, girl. And she's like, no, I wrote it. And I was like, oh,
I just faked my God. It for views. Like, sorry, but it was funny in my eyes. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, call the number. Call the number. And I was like, no, guys, like, it's literally not real.
That's so, so funny.
That's what I'm saying. Order yourself some flowers.
Yes.
Don't worry about being with somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
Just enjoy your life.
You've got your whole lifetime to find the perfect one. And one Valentine's Day alone isn't going to be the end of the world.
That's what I think. Like, I just find peace in knowing, like, my husband is out there and he's, like, looking for me as well. You know what
Aww.
I mean? And, like, he's going to buy me, like, so much stuff. He's going to buy me like a Louis Vuitton bag and like he's going to buy me like all this jewelry for like my birthday and stuff. And that's just what I think.
I love that how your eyes are just like, oh, my husband's out there working so hard for me right now.
Like I just know he's like, I know she's out there and like I am, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, too funny. Do you think you'll know when you've met the one?
Yes, but like I literally can't even think of that right now.
Yeah, true.
Like I have no feelings, so.
Yeah.
Ugh, so random. Did you know with Dad?
I did, like almost instantly. I remember I had my little phone where you used to type, you know, do you remember this when you had mobile phones and you'd type, you'd click the number 3 times to get the letter C? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it was the number 1 though.
Oh, was it? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Number 1. So was ABC and you'd like,
yeah,
that's how you would type. So I had one of those phones and I typed out in my phone, like in my notes section, I've met the one. Tisha's face right now is like.
Cringe, next.
And I wish I had that phone still because, yeah, it was just crazy how I knew. I think you just know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you were like actively searching, so.
I think I was in a different position. Like I was a single mum. I wasn't out to go sleep around, you know what I mean? Like I wanted to kind of settle down and have a family.
Yeah. See, that's what I want to do, but I can't with these guys these days.
Why? What are wrong with the guys these days?
They don't want to settle down.
Like none of them?
They can't afford to.
Wait, what? Wait, what do you mean? Because like housing prices are too high?
No, I'm just joking.
No, that actually might be a legit thing.
I'm just joking.
No, it actually, I think you're onto something.
I'm just channeling Shira.
Because you know what? I was listening to Steve Harvey. Do you know Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
And he was talking to this girl and the girl was like, I told my boyfriend that I wanted to get engaged and he basically broke up with me because he wasn't ready to be engaged. And then Steve Harvey was like, well, can I ask you a question? Does your man have the job of his dreams? And she's like, no. And he's like, does your man make the money that he wants to be making? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, he's clearly not ready to make you his wife because he hasn't got everything else in order. And men like to feel like they've got everything in order before they make that committed decision of getting married, having a family, because they want to be able to provide for their future wife and their family. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I actually didn't mean that at all. I was just joking.
Okay, well, I'm just sharing some insight with you. Maybe that's the reason why men aren't wanting to commit, because it's so expensive to live right now. No?
They just have no feelings in their heart.
Oh, my God.
Because that's not a factor. Like, money isn't a factor.
Yeah, I think it is, though, for men. Men are different. See, women have biological clocks where they need to have a baby before a certain age before their bodies actually can't conceive anymore. And then men have like a clock where they're like, they need to get everything sorted so that they can look after their partner. I mean, I could be completely wrong. This is just things that I've heard on the internet.
Steve Harvey is her source.
But yeah, interesting thought. I've also seen this video.
Well, let me ask you this. How much money did dad have in his bank account when he proposed to you?
Well, honestly, not a lot, but he was making more than me because I was on Centrelink.
Yeah. But how much?
I'm going to say like he was probably making $800 a week. He was an electrician by the time.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about money.
Yeah. But that was different back then. We were living in a townhouse, you know, renting wasn't insane. It wasn't insane to rent. There's so many people now living at home with their parents still. Like it's really hard to kind of.
The rent is bad.
Yeah. So totally different situation. We were both living by us. I was 20 when we were living in a townhouse. I mean, I was on parenting paid Centrelink, not on single parenting paid, whatever it's called. And Jonathan had his job. So we were both making money type of thing. Mm. But yeah, just a thought. When you're ready to get a partner, what are your top three must haves?
Okay, first of all, I want a guy who can just take care of everything. Like he's so masculine. I can just be in my feminine energy and I can just not have to worry about anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm already in such, like I'm already so independent right now. I literally do everything for myself. I take care of myself in every single way. And I just want to be with a guy who like when I'm with him, I just don't have to worry about anything. Like I don't have to worry about where we're going, how we're getting there, like what we're doing. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like just a provider. And I know that's like really traditional and controversial for some people. Like they're like, I want to work. Like I don't want to work. I want to stay at home and look after the kids.
Yeah. I mean.
Controversial, but that's just like me. Like,
Yeah.
I want to be able to be taken care of. Like,
that's
obviously,
okay.
Like, I can take care of myself well, like, right now and in the future, but I want to be with a guy who I feel can take care of me.
It's funny you say that because I am in the complete opposite situation right now. Like, I'm very much in my masculine. I am 100% basically the sole income earner of our family at the moment. Like, I am a hustler. Bitch, boss bitch, you know what I mean? Which is kind of weird for me because when dad and I started dating, he was very much always the person who was working and, you know, earning more money than me and all that sort of stuff. So for the roles to be completely flipped, it's weird.
Mm.
But I feel.
But you guys have been together for so long, it doesn't even matter. Like, what? That's the thing. Like, when you're married, it doesn't, for me, it wouldn't matter, you know, through rich or through poor. Like, it wouldn't matter for me if I had to step into that role or, you know, things happened. But
are you talking about beginning early stages?
Well, no, I hope that their like behavior is consistent throughout.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying like it's different because you guys have been together and you have kids together. Like, yeah.
You know what are you going to do when your kids are grown? Are you still going to be a stay-at-home mum?
I'm going to be traveling the world with my husband. Yeah. So how has that change been for you guys?
It's been weird. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, see, I couldn't do that.
It's been weird because, like, he's obvious. So basically he's homeschooling Deja, which thank God because I could never. Honestly, I have no patience for that. He's also doing a lot of work for me behind the scenes for our business that we're launching. But it's very awkward for me. I don't know. It's like I'm his boss almost, which kind of makes me feel weird in some ways because we're working together. We're raising our child together. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a very weird situation. And I think it's more me that feels weird about it because I'm so used to being looked after and being spoilt. And now I'm like, hey, can you do this for me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, every night he does the dishes, which.
What do you do, Mom? Like, actually, what do you do all day? This is what I'm curious about.
He does all the washing. Like, he's like the best husband ever. I literally don't do any housework, if I'm being completely honest. He does everything. So the roles have fully changed. Like we've done.
I just couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's been a really big adjustment. And then obviously you say, what do I do? Girl, I'm traveling to Sydney. I'm traveling to Sydney, Melbourne, like here, there, and everywhere. I'm hardly ever at home. And by the time I get home, I'm freaking exhausted and I've got to do content for brand deals. Like I'm doing a lot of content creation. And for me personally, I don't like doing brand deal after brand deal after brand deal. So I love to put out a lot of organic content as well. So, and with my organic content, I don't like boring content, so I like to actually put a lot of effort into my content. And so a lot of my time goes to creating. And Jonathan just he gives me the time and the space to do that. So it is like our roles have completely flipped over. He's more the house husband and I'm more the worker girl.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Still adjusting to it, but it's fun.
And I just want to say I do have opinions on my life on like where I want to go with, you know, feminine, masculine energy. But if you are a girl like Mum who is a girl boss, but I am a girl boss. Like that's the thing. This would only ever be like if I were to settle down
in 10 years
and I'll probably change my mind by then.
Yeah.
But if you are a girl boss like Mum.
That's okay too.
Yeah.
And it's okay to just, when I say you just want to be a mum, it's not a just thing. Like being a mum is
full time.
And it's the most rewarding job ever. I was lucky enough to be able to be a full-time mum for the first year or two in your life and the first year or two of Deja's life. And then, you know, I started to shift my focus onto other things. Mm. And being a mum, I've got to say, is one of the best things I've ever been able to do. And if I had another baby now, I'm not going to, but I would 100% put my job aside and I would be a mum and just a mum.
That is so weird. Like imagine you had another baby. Like that's just a stranger.
What?
The baby would just be a stranger.
What do you mean?
Like if you really think about it, like we don't even know him or her like that. Like, that's what I'm saying.
When you have a baby, I would 100%.
She'd be a full-time grandma.
100%.
I know.
I would 1,000% love to step into that role.
That's what I want to do. Like I'm saying like, oh, I just like, yes, I want masculine energy from a guy, But in saying that, I'm honestly going to be chilling. Like, yeah. I still would have businesses running.
Yeah.
You know, but
maybe it's more the freedom to be yourself.
Well, it's more so like when I have kids, I want to be in a position to be able to just be with them.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just me. Like, I've just always wanted to be a mum.
Yeah.
And I'll probably still like go back to, you know, working or however that looks like in the mm-hmm. future. But for the most part, like, I just, like, who doesn't want a guy to look after them?
Hey?
Like, who doesn't want somebody to spoil them?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everyone wants to be spoiled, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's another trait? That was one.
See, it's so hard because there's so many. But if I had to narrow it down, I think.
What about health and fitness? Or like, would they have to be really into their health goals, maybe not a drinker, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that, but it was kind of a smaller one. I was just, like, I'd really like somebody who doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, and is just a go-getter.
A priest?
What's a priest? What?
Is that what it, you don't know what a priest is?
Yeah, but is that a go-getter? Is that a priest? No, I thought no, a go-getter was like
not a drinker, not a person that does drugs. And I said a priest.
You'd be like, surprised what priests do, girl. You'd be surprised. They're not the most innocent, I'm pretty sure. But I mean, a go-getter is in just somebody who just like, when they know what they want in life, they go get it.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, driven.
They're hardworking.
Like someone who's driven.
They're just like me. Like, I just want someone just like me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, just like same goals and like I just want them to be fit and healthy because I don't want my partner like dying like at age 25. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but some people out here like – you never really know.
Yeah, so you want someone that looks after their
health. Who looks after themselves, who doesn't drink, who's just very proactive in their life and independent in their life, and they're not constantly looking for validation from girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just okay with just being them.
Yeah, I love that.
And then I think the last one would have to be...
What about how they treat their mum? You know how some people say how sons treat their mum is how they're going to treat their woman?
It's not true. They treat you however they want to treat you, girl.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm joking.
Like a family man or?
I really want a guy who can just make me, like, laugh until I, like, cry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every day.
Yeah.
Just makes me laugh until I cry because...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know, like, a lot of guys I met aren't that funny. Yeah. Like, I really just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm always bringing the jokes. And you know what I mean? Like, I want a guy who can make everyone laugh until they literally cry.
And
so yeah, I just hope he makes me laugh until I like cry.
So someone who's like a good time. Just like good energy, so funny. Happy.
They just know how to make me laugh.
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't have to fake it. Like it's like genuine, like what? Like this is so funny. Like how I feel like when I'm around Seb. Like Seb like makes me laugh so much.
So are you gonna clear the air? Are you and Seb dating?
No.
So many people.
Okay. Actually, my perfect man is literally Seb, but Seb is gay. So like anyone who's like Seb, that's what I want. That actually just makes it so much easier.
What if Seb came out and was like, Tish, I'm actually not gay?
I wouldn't believe him.
Would you date him?
No, because he is gay.
No, but if he wasn't.
No.
Because you just see him as a friend.
No, because I see him as gay. Like, I don't, like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His voice isn't deep enough.
Oh, funny.
But no, like, that's actually, Seb and I say this all the time. He's like, Teach, like, I literally wish I just found the male version of you. And I was like, aww. I wish I found a straight version of you. Like,
oh, yeah. I love Seb. He is a good guy.
Yeah.
Would you trust Seb to find someone for you?
Yes. I wish he set me up with someone in his family because then I could be a part of his family because Greek families, they just like so big and like even if you're not blood related, you're family.
Yeah.
But yeah, he hasn't set me up with anyone.
Yeah.
But I would trust him.
Yeah.
I feel like he knows exactly what I like.
Yeah.
And he literally would never let anything bad happen to me, you know? So. Yeah.
So for everyone that doesn't know, Seb is actually Tisha's gay best friend. So that's why they'll never be together. I love seeing you and Seb together. It really makes me so happy that you found a friend like that because it reminds me of me and Mel. Mm. And Mel and I think Mel and I need to go celebrate Valentine's Day if I'm being honest because I love that girl. She is literally my soulmate. You know, when you find those friends that just get you and it's not like a sexual thing, obviously. It's just like you love that person, right? There is so much love in that relationship for that person.
It's like a relationship. It's even better than a relationship because there's no like stress ever.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm saying. I'm basically dating Seb because – he is everything I would want in my future husband. I think that's good because you'd want to be best friends with somebody that you'd, you know, marry and like be with. But he's like literally my future husband, everything I would want. And when you have that connection with somebody who just makes you feel good every time you call them and you just feel so comfortable around them, then it's just like a relationship but better.
Mm. And you got to. Sorry.
I was just going to say, well, that's why I'm glad that we're spending Valentine's together, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And you've got to remind yourself to be grateful for those relationships, right? Because sometimes you can take for granted those relationships. Mm. And sometimes you're so in the zone of, I need a boyfriend. I need to find someone. When in reality, you've got the best relationship right in front of your eyes. And it might not be a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, but it's a best friend situation.
Yeah. And they're going to have your back no matter what.
Yeah. And you know. They like some people don't have a best friend. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Just be grateful that you've got your bestie and you can go, I don't know, go get some yochi. What do you kids get these days? Is it yochi?
Gosh, yeah.
Go get some yochi and bubble tea and, you know, you have a little date with your bestie because, yeah, it's good to celebrate those relationships as well. As well as Valentine's being just around the corner, we also have some very, very exciting news launching in 6 days. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh. It feels like we've waited a whole year for this.
We literally have been nonstop working on this. There's been many tears, many stressful moments, but the day has finally come that we're going to announce something. So keep your eyes peeled on our Instagram, on our TikTok, because, yeah, we're going to be announcing something huge.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you don't already, make sure you follow us on our Instagram and TikTok at Basically Besties Pod. Make sure you rate us 5 stars and make sure you stay tuned. We have episodes every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 a.m.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land, and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.